Dictation for Larry, Larry Schnepp, Schnepp, September 1442. Address as a letter to Nikki, Nikki Preston, Preston, 4639860. Dear Nikki, consultation Mr. Schnepp's, abnormal kidney function, morbid obesity, stable weight appetite, no vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea bleeding. Urine flow decrease, some frequency urgency, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood. He still has his prostate, no kidney stones, no gross edema, denies discolor of the toes, denies claudication symptoms. Follows with Dr. Mohan, cardiology, for stage 1 diastolic dysfunction and prior history of atrial fibrillation. Takes antiarrhythmics and anticoagulation, chronic dyspnea, still managed to play golf, but is progressive, does have a sleep apnea CPAP machine, denies the use of oxygen in purulent material hemoptysis, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, at least for the last 9 years. He's not aware of retinopathy, does have minor neuropathy without any ulcers, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure diastolic type, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke, denies coronary artery disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral knee replacement, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, tonsils adenoids, EGDs, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, side effects to Lipitor. Next paragraph, medications at home includes Prilosec for reflux, Bisoprolol, Xarelto, Lisinopril, Norvas, Glimpiride, Amiodarone, HCTC with triamcinolone, niacin, metformin, vitamins. Metformin has been placed on hold to start insulin Lentas. Also takes aspirin, B12, magnesium. Next paragraph, did smoke 1.5 packs per day for about 10 years, discontinued in the 1970s. Denies alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, besides the Lipitor, he did not tolerate oral semaglutide, S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D, because of arthritis pain. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 260, 71 inches tall, blood pressure 168/60 on the right, 160/60 on the left, bilateral carotid bruise, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, bilateral cataracts, no abnormalities, oral or throat mucosa, speech normal without expressive aphasia or facial asymmetry, no local iral wheezes, no gross arrhythmia, appears regular, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, ascites masses, no palpable libre spleen, bilateral femoral bruits, good popliteal pulses, decreased posterior tibialis and dorsal pedis, although good capillary refill and no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from November. A year ago, creatinine 1.6, 2 years 1.3, right now fluctuates between 2.1 to 2.2, and the last one 1.93, representing a GFR of 34, stage 3B. A normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal calcium, glucose in the middle 200s. Anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Urine shows no blood, no protein. PTH minor elevated, close to 70. Prior albumin creatinine ratio less than 30, normal. Triglycerides mild elevated. Elevated LDL 117. Prior thyroid studies normal. Back in 2021, there was a kidney ultrasound. In that opportunity, normal size 11.6 on the right, 11.1 on the left without obstruction. Review prior notes. From 2012, with left carotid endarterectomy, complications of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, an acute emboli to the right external iliac artery with embolectomy, thrombectomy. Next paragraph, the most recent echo from Dr. Mohan. Normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, normal pulmonary pressure, moderate aortic regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease appears to be progressive. Long-standing hypertension, extensive atherosclerosis, arterial Doppler to be done. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Probably a component of diabetes, but there is no proteinuria. On a low dose of lisinopril, among other medications. Continue diabetes cholesterol management, continue anticoagulation and antiarrhythmics for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed with the patient at length, further interventions with results will follow over time, end of dictation.